latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Newcastle headlines. Well, Newcastle signed United States fullback DeAndre Yedlin from Tottenham on a 5-year deal. The 23-year-old made 25 appearances for Sunderland in a season-long loan spell last term, joined the Magpies for an undisclosed fee. Former Seattle Sounders man will fill the void created by the departure of Daryl Yanmat, who moved to Premier League side Watford on Wednesday. With Yedlin selling the club website, Newcastle, such a big and historic club, I'm excited to have the honour of playing for them. Hopefully I'll do great things here. Excited to learn under Rafa Benitez. I can't wait to get started. Well, boss Rafa Benitez said, we've known for a while of Watford's interest in Daryl Yanmat. It was important for us to bring in a replacement immediately. In DeAndre, we have a player who knows English football well. He has good experience, attacking mentality, ability and great pace. I think he can do really well for us and will give us good competition on the right. Well, Newcastle also said to be in talks to sign Palermo left-back Achraf Lazar. The club are pressing on with plans to bring in another winger and a striker before the transfer window closes next Wednesday. Morocco international Lazar's attracted interest from Premier League clubs West Ham, Southampton and Crystal Palace this summer. 24-year-old's thought to be keen on a move to England after emerging as one of the best fullbacks in Serie A last season. He's only got 10 months left on his current deal. He'll be available to leave the Italian side on a free at the end of this season. Could cost around €3 million. Well, as we mentioned, Daryl Yanmat departed Newcastle after just over 2 years at the club. 27-year-old said he was happy to join Watford. He said, it's a new adventure for me. Really pleased Watford showed an interest. I wanted to play in the Premier League. Well, Newcastle lost three times to Watford last season. Had a good season and I hope we can do the same. The club's showing great ambition and wants to improve and I want to be a part of that. Yanmat made 77 appearances in all for Newcastle, scoring 4 goals. Well, there's a bit of a worry ahead of the weekend's clash with the undefeated Brighton and Hove Albion as Dwight Gayle and Aleksandar Mitrovic are set to miss the game. Both players picked up head injuries in the EFL Cup win over Cheltenham on Tuesday, and Paul Caddison, the club's head of sports, medicine and science, said the treatment and management of concussion in sport received attention in recent years. We have to adhere to the guidelines set out by the FA in line with other competitive sports, which rightly puts the safety and health of players first. Well, Newcastle's reward for that win against Cheltenham, they've been drawn at home against championship rivals Wolves in the third round of the EFL Cup. The draw made on Wednesday night, the Magpies will play the home tie against Wolves, who will on the week commencing September 19th. The two sides will also play in the league at St James's just a few days earlier.